Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
The Wealth and Time from KER Politics. Lost a couple of world leaders here, one to death and one to a resignation. I'm going to talk about both of these people because they were making a difference in Big Al's opinion in the world. One was Shinto Abe, who was shot, although it's not known as of this moment in time. We're recording fairly early on Friday moment. He may have died from a heart attack, but it would appear that he died from the bullet of an assailant who had a homemade gun. Jimmy, would you elaborate on this one?
Sure. Shinzo Abe has been, he was prime minister for many years, through the late 2000s to a little while ago, gave up. His party still is in charge of Japan. He's a conservative, he's a nationalist, and he's very concerned about China. And of course, no one knows the details at this point, but there was a man, a 41-year-old man, who apparently served in the Maritime Defense Forces, so basically the Japanese Navy,
yep.
From, I believe, 2004, 2006, something along those lines. And he had made a homemade shotgun. Now, this is in a country that has some of the strictest anti-gun laws in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he made this homemade shotgun. Shot Abe while he was speaking in their town, and both of them live in the same town. And of course, Abe's latest campaigns have not been for himself, but for the sovereignty of China and the sovereignty of Taiwan. He's a very staunch supporter of an independent Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to wonder, and this is a very important question, were there some other circumstances involved? Because the Chinese, mainland Chinese, are absolutely excited about this very powerful world leader, politician, former prime minister that was shot and died either from the gunshot wound or from heart attack because of the gunshot wound. We don't know the details on that, but it's fairly irrelevant at this point. We've got to wonder if this is a signal that will change dynamics around the world.
Now let me ask you this: why? And you know, on the one hand, you can say we just had a crazy guy, and on the other hand, you can say, well, the ramifications are really, really serious. Tell me why, in your opinion, Jim, the ramifications are not just that this is a crazy guy who made himself a homemade shotgun, tell me why it was a harbinger, perhaps, of some very grievous things to come, in your opinion.
Sure. Well, first of all, we don't know the details
of
what motivated this guy. So there could have been something else involved. He may have been a very liberal guy. He could have been a strong nationalist. For whatever reason, we don't know the details, and we don't know what was behind it in either making this weapon. So, you know, that has to be investigated, and there has to be a deeper look. The ramifications, the global ramifications, are the potential of a backlash from the Japanese for a prime minister being shot, the one that was very pro-Taiwan, and of course the opportunity for the Chinese, mainland Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party, to take advantage of confusion, political confusion and desperation inside Japan right now. This could bring a very big political and diplomatic problem, as we are already seeing a significant problem with Taiwan as the Chinese mainland and the CCP aggressively test the world on their support for an independent, sovereign Taiwan. And what I can see is the stage being set for more drama, more accusations from both sides that create instability in the region. It's not like there isn't quite a bit right now. I mean, the Chinese Communist Party is signaling on a daily basis their intentions with Taiwan, as they did with Hong Kong, and no one really stood up to stop the overtaking of the democratic processes within Taiwan, and it's been controlled by mainland China now without very little pressure from the outside world. And this, of course, ties in very carefully with what's happening in the UK with Boris Johnson's resignation. And
now I want to get you to explain that to me a little bit. I read about Johnson yesterday while I continue to fight the COVID and get my test down to negative, which I'm very happy is where it is and has been since last night. Boy, is that a load off of my shoulders. But let me say this. What does Boris Johnson have to do with the situation in Taiwan, in your opinion, Jimmy?
So you have to look at a global perspective, and here are two staunch nationalists. Boris Johnson, he's the one that led UK through Brexit,
right.
Very anti-Russian, very strongly supporting Ukraine and understands what's happening there, and is one of the key partners in the United States around the world, and of course in conjunction with Japan and Australia for Pacific concerns. And so with Boris Johnson being forced out, we really don't know, and we may never know the complex politics that were behind that within his Conservative Party. But here you've got some turmoil from both of these areas that may provide the Chinese communist leadership, that very small group of people, to think they have an opportunity to take advantage of instability and inability of decision makers and leadership around the world, and especially in those countries that are pro-Taiwan and anti-authoritarian.
Well, I know that Johnson was a very, very much of a strong nationalist in the sense that he was one of the first world leaders who actually visited Ukraine, and I think really made a great showing for the UK. Having said that, I find your intuition here to be very, very interesting in that I would bet that most people never thought that there was any relationship whatsoever between a dependent Taiwan and a Taiwan that was actually part of mainland China. I believe that most people did not draw a parallel there between Boris Johnson's I don't want to say removal, because he was definitely not removed. Let's say his resignation, for lack of better terms. You feel very strongly that that possibly had to do with Johnson's nationalistic views on Jimmy?
Well, I'm not sure exactly why he was pressured out. I mean, there's a lot of, I could go into very complex details of some of the mistakes he made supporting the wrong type of people in his cabinet, how he dealt with COVID for a period of time. Those are all internal political issues, but somebody took advantage and said, okay, this is enough, and they had to step away, and it's not clear why. And there may be financial influences involved here, there may be Chinese influences involved here that are pressuring even conservative financial leaders around the world. But here's the third piece of this triangle in the next 20 seconds. We have a turnover in UK government, and there's no direction coming. You've got a problem in Japan, and you have an absolutely incompetent, incapable leadership in the United States. Those are the three key players in the world that creep stability. We are in a very, very challenging time right now. Stability for the Western world. And many people are going to scream and yell about the mistakes the United States has made in causing problems. And there's no question we have, certainly, walking away from Afghanistan, what we did in Iraq in 2012, many, many problems. But this is a very difficult position and situation for the world, with many other problems we can discuss later on in the show.
Okay. Jimmy, we got to take a time for the top of the hour news, take a break for that, and then Jimmy and I will be back to handle the last hour of KER Politics. Great intuition on your part, James. Thank you so much.